Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
So what did I stop doing today to head into the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you? I can't tell you that. Suffice to say, it was a lot of work. Lots and lots and lots going on out there today. Today has not been an easy day for a lot of different reasons, but there's a lot happening out there. I've got a lot of things I want to cover with you. Georgia, you know, Governor Deal in the state of Georgia sold out every gun owner in America. I'm going to remind you a little bit about that in just a few minutes with his veto of Georgia's campus carry. Well, I live in Wyoming. What the hell does that have to do with me? Or I live in Washington, or I live in Colorado, or I live in Texas. We got campus carry. It doesn't matter to me. In Texas, you're right on that note. Well, it's because of the way Governor Deal's veto was written that the left is continuing to use to this day. In fact, there's a story out on it today, and I had told you, and when it comes to this, you have to learn to pay attention to me, because I'm telling you right now, I'm always right about this stuff, okay? Always. Proven again today. Yeah, I know. Hard to hear that sometimes, isn't it? Well, facts are stubborn things. I'm right about this stuff, and I was proven right again today. Bloomberg site. Yet again, referencing Governor Deal and everything else. Bloomberg News. God, it's just crazy stuff. But a couple public service announcements before we get going on all this stuff. Governor Deal, what a turncoat. Boy, oh boy. And no love showered on him at the Georgia Carry event. I can tell you that much. I opened up the event, emceeing it, and got a lot of cheers. And I didn't have to say a word. I just motioned with my hand, and everybody knew what I was talking about. Pretty clear. Public service announcements, kind of quick. USCCA On Air site, for whatever reason over the last 48 to 72 hours, was misdirected. And I want to apologize for that, because it is the Gun A Day giveaway through the end of the month. And it was interesting. I got a couple emails about that, believe it or not. So I won't read you the one email. I'll just kind of paraphrase it. What the guy was talking about, you know, at the USCCA On Air site, I give you the gun a day, right? Then I tell you what the grand prize is for those of you who get a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine. If you don't win the gun of the day, which, boy, I really hope you do, I'll tell you what that is in just a little bit, because the site has been redirected, so I'll go back to it today. If you're paying attention, and I know some of you are because I got your emails, that's why I was unable to give you the gun of the day yesterday. Wasn't thinking on my feet fast enough and couldn't go into the actual sheet. Would have taken me too long to find it in this nested Gmail stuff. You know, it's ridiculous. Information overload is what it is. But that's okay. It's back up and running. But that's why I couldn't give you the gun of the day yesterday, because the site was misdirected. But I got an email from a very astute listener who said, hey, Mark, you were referencing to the pound of gold. I believe the gold is a troy ounce, which is less than whatever ounce. I don't have the email in front of me. So it would really be 12 ounces, because you said 16 gold coins. And my response was, no, I'm just reading what's on the site. So I passed that information. It never crossed my mind, the difference between an ounce and a troy ounce. I passed that information along to the folks over at the United States Concealed Carry Association up at their headquarters in Wisconsin, so they could look into that and do whatever they wanted to do with it. But I thought that was an interesting email. And I love that, because it's just, again, proof positive that you, as an Armed American Radio listener, are very well in tune with what's happening. And I do appreciate that. That means you're paying attention. I appreciate the engagement. Send me emails, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I love getting them. Jim Jones. Yeah, Jim Jones. He sends an email today. He says, hey, Mark, I hope I don't tick anyone off with this complaint, but I was wondering why there is sometimes a day or two lag before we can listen to an archived episode of your show. I seldom get the chance to listen live, so I look forward to listening when I can. Unless it was posted while I'm writing this, we still don't have Monday's show. Got to get my fix, man, you know? Jim, I do know, and I have an answer for you. That's why I responded and said I was going to read your email on air, because yours is not the only email I've gotten. It happened to be just the latest one I've gotten about 2 hours ago regarding that topic. And that's easy for me to answer. The reason is let me explain the process. The show is recorded from the board. If you live in an area that you don't hear it on a radio station, a lot of you will go to the website and get the archive broadcast, which we post up generally within 30 minutes of the close of each day's broadcast. Well, Friday's and Monday's daily show was dead air on the recording. And that happened at a couple of radio stations as well, got that dead air recording. So the engineers went to work. They're great. They fixed the problem. And what we have to do when something like that happens is we have to draw the recording from one of our affiliates. In this case, I got the recording back from our great affiliate, 1280 AM, The Patriot, in Minnesota. Now, they don't air the program until later at night, so we had to wait to get that recording the next morning because at the time they aired it, the guys aren't there. So they got in this morning. They get us a recording immediately. That we take that recording, our guys at the headquarters of Armed American Radio and USCCA take that recording. They convert it to an MP3. They run it up to the website, convert it to a link so that it goes on the website. You get it. Once it goes on the website, then it feeds automatically to your podcast, and that's when it pops up to those of you who subscribe. So that's why there was a delay on that, and I do apologize for that. Technology, it happens from time to time, and when it does, we'll do everything that we can to fix it. If you're not aware, and we really don't push this enough, and we should, and we will. In fact, I'm going to be having some meetings about this in the not-too-distant future. But the show is live streamed. You can go to armedamericanradio.com or .org. Take your pick. We own them both. And you can click on the little button that says Listen Live. We've got one button for the daytime program for this show, and we've got another one for Armed American Radio's weekly Monster Cast, the weekend Monster broadcast, heard in hundreds of cities on just about 200 radio stations across the country and growing. New affiliates, I'll be mentioning some on Sunday again. So you can listen to it live if your schedule permits. If you're driving down the road, if you're a truck driver, if you're whatever you do, if you're a salesperson, you're out there in that car, that company car all day long, and you want to hear the program live, and you know, you've got a data plan that allows for it, go ahead and hit Listen Live, and bam, you're listening to Armed American Radio as it's being broadcast to you. You don't have to wait for a podcast. So those options are available to you. And I can tell you, we have a new app for this radio program that is not too far off. We're going to be doing a lot of new things in the future, including video. So be prepared. Prepare yourself. Lots of fun stuff coming up as we continue to grow the program, okay? And Super Talk Mississippi down there, apologize for the hassle, but you know it happens, and you guys know that. You worked with us very well this morning, so thank you very much for that. And by the way, to all you people in southern Mississippi, southern Louisiana down there, Baton Rouge area particularly, man, our hearts are out. We're thinking about you guys. I know a lot of people that live down there. Some of them you've heard on this program in the past. Paul Markle and you guys that are down in southern Louisiana, our thoughts are with you guys. And you know, you're getting some historic rain and some flooding down there. So we're thinking about you, okay? You know that. Compromise. Oh, you know what? I don't have enough time in this segment. I've got a fun story to tell you, and I'll do it in the next segment. Because today is kind of, I can't say it's get your head out of your media day today, but we're going to focus on a couple other things. I've got a couple fun stories to tell you about. I want to ask you really some questions and ask you how you think about things. Today's topic on that is going to be compromise. Yesterday we were talking about preparation, avoidance, and awareness, and you know me. You prepare to avoid by being aware, right? It's very important. You're going to hear me move this discussion along and really get into the weeds with you on this as we get close to November, because it's absolutely vital. And I know a lot of people think, oh, I'm so sick of the politics. Well, you know, nobody's sicker of the politics than I am. I can promise you. I'm fed up. I'd prefer to vote today. I'm fed up with what I'm seeing in the media. It's sick to my stomach. What I'm seeing from the press, the propaganda, sick to my stomach over it. It's the worst it's ever been. And I'm also kind of sad. Well, I'm not sad, but I'm, let's just say, upset. There's that satellite radio word that I can't use on terrestrial radio. But I'm ticked about the fact that we have to say as conservatives, well, it's always been like that. We have to fight 2-1. Well, it's despicable that we do, and we need to find a way around that, and I don't have the answer to that. I spoke to one of my confidants a few days back about that. So what can we do to change that? And the answer was nothing. We can't do anything to change it. See, I don't buy that. I believe we can change that. Let me tell you how confident I am in that belief. I also believe that in my lifetime, we will see an incredible demographic shift in the Republican and Democrat Party. I believe in my lifetime, and I'm 54 years old. I know, I don't sound it, do I? I certainly don't look it. No one believes it. Said the guy behind the radio microphone. I believe we will see the demographic shift from black Americans from Democrat to Republican in my lifetime. I believe we will see that. I believe what you're seeing in cities like Milwaukee, cities like Baltimore, cities like Ferguson, eventually the truth will be told. The truth will come out. Voices like Sheriff Clark are seeing to that happens. That it is progressive Democrat socialist policies that are at the root of all of these problems. And eventually that light will shine. And I think we'll see it in our lifetime. When we come back, more fun discussion. I've got some personal stuff to tell you about a bear in my yard. You may have heard it before, but it relates to a story that A.W.R. Hawkins wrote about today. So we'll tell you about it when we come back.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I brought my dog with me to the Crossbreed Holster Studios today, thundering out, you know, when I was getting ready to head to the studios, and she's scared of thunder as she ages. She'll be 9 in January. So if you hear maybe a bark or something, she's really good. She doesn't usually make much noise, but if you hear, that's my dog. And, hey, you know, that just kind of makes it real. You know, she's down by my feet kind of hanging out, feeling better because there was some heavy weather rolling through the area. Before I go to the topic of the bear that I want to get to, some of the best radio is the radio you never get to hear, and I want to make sure that you hear it. And that was the conversation I was having with Shanto off air. Shanto, bring your mic live if you would. I'd appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
You disagreed with me to a large extent, not completely, not entirely, but to a large extent, about what I said about the shift in the demographic from black Americans from the progressive left Democrat Party to the right.
Yes.
Now, here, let me say this. I'm going to throw a disclaimer out. I'm not saying that shift will be total and complete. It won't. But I think we're going to begin seeing that. So I want to clarify that shift in my lifetime. And here's why. Because instant information, instant technology, Twitters, whatever. I use Twitter as an example. Information flows around the globe in the blink of an eye now.
Yes.
When you see things like Ferguson, Baltimore, and now, you know, you go a year and a half out, you go to Milwaukee, you see what happened with the Black Lives Matter deals in cities like Philadelphia and particularly around the metro Atlanta area near where the Crossbreed Holster studios are. And you see the disruption that people are causing, and you see the media shining light on that cause as if it's okay to do those things because Black Lives Matter and white cops in some form of institutional racism are killing and murdering innocent armed black men. Now, here's the thing. We all know that's false. We know that's a lie. We know that the whole hands up, don't shoot was a lie. We know it was based on a lie. We know the whole premise of the phony organization is based on a lie, and we know that they have a different MO.
Yes.
We saw that in Milwaukee. And the reason I say that is because they can't say it was a white police officer. It was a black police officer. They can't say it was an unarmed black man because it was an armed black man. This was a justified police shooting of a criminal, if ever there was one, going back to the days of Wyatt Earp. Okay?
Yes.
The reason I say this is because the emperor's clothes have been taken off. We all know what Barack Obama is now. We all know what Hillary and the Democrats are now. We know what Black Lives Matter is now. We understand these things. And modern technology shines. And now you got voices like David Clark out there, very vocal, all over the place, saying, look, and you've heard me say it, you show me a city in decay, and I will show you a city controlled by Democrats, progressive socialists, for decades.
Yes.
And we're beginning to see that light is beginning to shine on the truth. And I think you will start to see a gradual shift over time if the Republican Party, which is now changing before our very eyes in our own lifetime, is successful at taking advantage of that.
That remains to be seen.
But go ahead and tell listeners what you told me.
That's never going to happen. Look. When I watched an RNC say Happy Kwanzaa on Facebook, first of all, as a black man, even as someone that doesn't, if I was one that wouldn't vote Republican, that would never happen. I mean, these people, when you say something like that, you're pandering. And then you also have people like me who automatically know that Kwanzaa, if you play in that world, you'll never vote for a white man.
Let's make that very clear. Let's make that clear what you just said, because you said it flat out during the break.
Yeah.
That was when you heard someone from the Republican Party say Happy Kwanzaa.
You said
anybody who that even believes or follows Kwanzaa will never ever vote for a white man ever.
Because,
and I agreed with you. I didn't disagree with you. I think you're absolutely correct about that. However, that is a very, 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 very small percentage.
It truly is. I mean, you have to understand something. The black community doesn't even understand its history. Doesn't even know that the Republican Party, what it was founded for. First, we have to start educating. The Republican Party has a great message, but the messenger is – there's where the problem is. There's no messenger out there. And the messengers that are out there are so small that the message is not getting out. You see what I'm saying?
Well, the Republicans didn't want it to get out. That's why they're in the mess they're in. That's hence the term establishment, and why we have a problem, or why I should say we, why they have a problem with the establishment now, because they were playing in that political bubble as they have been for many, many years. That's changing, though.
Well, but see, they had...
I think economic conditions, Sean, are going to force that light to be shined. At some point in time, they're going to say, look, this ain't working.
Yeah, they'll say that. Some will. But here's the deal. Michael Steele, who was before Priebus, Rents, whatever his name is, he was
trying. Priebus,
whatever. He looks like a gangster to me. I don't like the guy. I'll just be straight out honest with you. Michael Steele. One of the things that he was saying in 2008, before 2008, he was saying, "Look, we need to get minorities into the party." And like I said, the message is great, great message. The problem is the messenger. The people that I'm talking about will never watch Fox News. They will never listen to talk radio, ever. They don't read Drudge. They don't even know these places exist. When you have to understand, when I can walk into the hood and see a Barack Obama office with people walking around touting this stuff, but I never see a Republican office in the hood, ever. I have lived in the same house for 19 years. You know how many Republicans have knocked on my door? Zero. That's how you get the message out.
Well, I don't disagree with you, and that's part of the conversation we had. I think that's absolutely 100% accurate. No question about that. You are 100% dead on. But there, we're beginning to see a shift. The messenger has changed. The party has changed. Economics are changing. The demographic shift is occurring. Those things are all real. Now, to what extent? I don't know. I don't have that crystal ball. But I want to point you in one direction. This is Armed American Radio.
Yes.
We are a messenger. And let me explain what
exactly.
I mean by that.
Oh, yeah.
Let me explain what I mean by that.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this again. I'm looking at this shift from the prism, through the prism and the lens of the Second Amendment here. There is a huge push within the pro-gun rights community to reach out to urban blacks, minorities, not just blacks, but minorities in urban areas.
True.
In particular, Black America and Black urban areas, and we've been very successful at that. Alan Gottlieb at the Second Amendment Foundation is leading the drive in that direction. The Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, of which I'm a board member, is pushing this and leading it. We are beginning to work with various groups across the country. Those shifts are in fact occurring. You know, Rick Ector in Detroit,
yes,
is a wonderful voice. He's been on this program many times, and we're beginning to see that shift in Detroit right now.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's out of reach. While I understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree with you at all, in fact, I'm with you 100%, what I'm saying is I think that shift can occur. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It isn't going to happen before November 8th, okay? And it may not happen until the last election of my lifetime. But I believe we will, if we're successful changing that message, we will see that needle begin to swing at some point in time. People will get fed up enough. You'd be surprised. Look at the shift we've seen in the last 4 years. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, yes, you are in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. My dog's being really, really quiet. That's good. It's because she wants some of this trail mix, I think, sitting over here on the studio. But she's not going to get any. I don't need you to hear a dog hacking in the background. You know how dogs do that. You know, you got a dog, you understand. Hey, the Gun of the Day giveaway today is back up. The USCCA on air site was misdirected. That was one of the other public service announcement messages. I think I mentioned it in the first segment. If not, it is back up. The FNH SLP 12-gauge shotgun valued at $1,379 is the Gun of the Day giveaway today. You got 7 hours, 25 minutes, and 10 seconds from right now, depending on what time you are listening, to activate your subscription for $47. That's it, $47 for the year for Concealed Carry Magazine, and the opportunity to win 1 pound of solid gold. Now, I'm reading from the site. 1 pound of gold will be given in the form of 16 gold American Eagles. So there you go. I'm reading what's up on the page for you, just as you will see. So I have submitted that information about the Troy Ounce over. We'll let them deal with that. I'm simply telling you, I'm the messenger. There you go. How about that? But the FNH SLP 12-gauge, no debate whatsoever about that thing being a game changer when it comes to home protection. All you have to do, again, is pick up your magazine subscription or your platinum subscription, $30 a month. Just go join the USCCA, get off your duff, make it happen, and win the shotgun. If not, you're in the running for the pound of solid gold. So that's a huge deal. That's valued at about $22,650, by the way, in that range. USCCAonair.com has everything. Shanto, back to your mic for just a second. We ended the previous segment talking about the outreach to the urban black community, the minority community.
And you said that was, quote, unquote, a game changer. Go ahead and take that away as we close that segment out,
It's a good game changer, but I'll tell you why. Because these people will go out into the neighborhoods, and they will knock on doors, and they will talk to people about what it means to defend yourself. And once the people start to understand that, then everything else is fixed. Because the right now what's going on in the black community is you have a lot of people who are jealous, who want what you have but don't know how to get there. Because, again, as you've said before, the progressive left have made them believe that we live in a world that's the United States is the most racist place in the world. But you also had to understand the people who believe this never ask themselves, well, if that's true, how did Don Lemon get on TV? And he's making well more than $15 an hour. So it's going to take an effort from conservatives to actually go out into the neighborhoods and knock on doors. And I think that's the best thing. And it's good to see the Second Amendment people
like
do
Trump
that.
Said, right? The Second Amendment people. Let's use that. I like that. Second Amendment people are leading the charge in that respect. And that's true. And that is an area where all of us can agree. This is not political. Yeah.
No, it's
not.
The
right to defend your life is human. This is a human right. It doesn't matter what color you are. You have a right to defend your life. And how many times do you hear John Lott, author of, by the way, his best book yet, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. I had to go there. Go to your favorite book, whatever, whether it's Amazon or Books a Million or wherever you go, Barnes & Noble, to buy a book and buy this. You have to arm yourself with this book. It gives you everything you need in upfront, real, plain language. Not a lot of economic jargon, not a lot of legalese, but in upfront, hi, how you doing, I'm John, this is why we're right and they're wrong type language. And as we hear John mention on this program and on the Sunday Monster broadcast, on the Weekly Monster Show, time after time after time, it is black urban minorities in particular who stand to benefit the most from the passage of concealed carry laws, enacting those laws, and getting their permits. That word is getting out there, and I believe that will be the point, the tip of the spear, as that demographic shift begins to move. Not to mention the fact you've got good people, some of them great people in those areas, who are fed up, sick, and tired, and understand, you know, this ain't working for me.
Yeah.
Barack Obama's America is not working for me. So I think you're going to see that really take root.
And one thing I will say, and hopefully the RNC will hear what I'm saying, you need to take what the Second Amendment people are doing, and you need to mimic that and get in the neighborhoods and stop going to these fundraisers where people are paying $20,000 a plate. That ain't going to get you anywhere.
That outreach has already begun, and I happen to know a little bit more about that outreach than I can, you know, I'm in a position to talk about right now. However, it is occurring. And when you combine that with the shift, and believe me, this is a monumental, this is an epic sea change shift, if you will.
Yeah.
In the Republican Party. The Republican Party that you've known your entire lifetime, regardless of your age, is done. It's gone. The John McCain's, the Lindsey Graham's, rest of them are history. John Boehner's are done.
Lindsey Graham, this guy here. You know,
I'm not
had a
going
lot of
to support Donald Trump, by the way. I can't support Donald Trump. He was mean to me, and he was mean to Ted Cruz's wife.
This is the problem with the Republican Party, and I'm going to say this, and I hope I hope some of them are listening. The Republican Party needs to stop being weak, okay? This is weakness. I mean, it's weakness to us. It's just unreal how weak these people are. Scared to say something. And if someone offends them, they get all upset, and they're not going to – look, you don't want to play the game. Get out of the sandbox and go home. Quit. I would rather you quit your seat and move on to private life and let someone else get into Congress that's going to get something done. Because we're getting –
that shift is occurring.
It's crazy.
That shift is occurring. And I'm – you know, look, I'm hopeful, and I am hopeful right now. And I didn't want to go in this direction today, so I'm going to end it with this. Because I want to tell you about a bear. I got a fuzzy bear story to tell you, right? A fuzzy, fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear, right? Fuzzy Wuzzy the bear was in my front yard. This is fun stuff. But But you're correct about that. I think, you know, and I'm very hopeful that this election we see, and again, I'm not worried yet about this. I think Donald Trump is going to clean Hillary Clinton's clock. Something massive is going to have to occur for me to change my mind on that right now. And that's just, you know, it's just a gut feeling. So hopefully my gut is right. The shift in the party has occurred. It is not. We are not going to wake up on November 9th and say, oh, well, okay.
I hope you're right.
You know, she won.
Because look here, okay, we have a woman who's running for president who's basically Vito Corleone. She's running a political crime family. I mean,
they call me Larry Bag of Donuts. Okay,
I mean, think about this.
No, I got to stop you there. I don't want to think about this. If you run that over to, you know, let Hewitt and Prager and the rest of them take that today. I got to go to the Bear.
Well, even the Bear's upset about Hillary.
I got to go to the Bear. This was fun stuff. Now it's going to be get your head out of your media. I got to find that audio. But a number of weeks back, I think I talked about this on the show. I can't keep track anymore. 6 days of radio. I'm pretty sure I mentioned the fact that I was sitting on my front porch with a neighbor a few weeks back. And he's a big guy. He's about 6'6", weighs about 300 plus pounds. He stood up, got up, jumped up quick, goes, oh my God, is that a blanking bear? And I looked at him, I said, what? And I turned around, and in my front yard was a full-grown 300 to 400 pound, on all fours, up over about my waist, high, bear walking through my front lawn at Armed American Radio Ranch. Now, I don't live on an 1,800-acre estate yet. I'm in a neighborhood. I had a gun, 357 Magnum. The bear wasn't harming anybody. Nothing happened there. But that 357 Magnum would not have been enough for me to feel comfortable if there was an attack. Now, this was in my front yard. That would not have made me feel comfortable. And I know we're getting ready to go to a break. So I just set up the bear story for you because A.W.R. Hawkins, my political analyst from Breitbart News, has a piece up from 4 hours ago that I want to convey to you about a bear and a 9mm handgun in Alaska and how effective it was. A.W.R. Hawkins piece coming up right after this. Bears and 9mm, really? Yeah. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Getting ready to wrap up this hour of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with you today. Making it a little bit light. We'll let stuff build. Oh, Chicago. I got it. You know, I usually save this for the Monster Cast. I really do. But I can't help it anymore. Let me give you the direct. Now, this is the shootings in Chicago to date. Through today. 2,607 shootings. 2,988 through December 31st of last year. The scorecard in Chicago is just getting ready to go through the roof. And I call it a scorecard. I'm not gonna lie to you about that. It's incredibly tragic, but it is to the point now. This all rests on the socialist fans. Until Black Lives Matter shows up in Chicago and begins protesting there. And protesting the Democrat socialist machine that is allowing this carnage to occur, they have zero credibility. And they don't have credibility if they do that. Let me put it that way. We all know they're phony. But the fact is that they're not doing that. Their clothes are off. Their clothes are off. What happened in Milwaukee and what's happening in Chicago is proof positive, is everything you need to know about that phony racist terrorist organization, domestic terror organization. That's all you need to know. Any clear-thinking individual can see that. If you're not able to see that, there is no arguing with you. It's not. We just walk away from the discussion. We're not agree to disagree. You're just a bonehead and got a dunce cap on. It's that simple. You have to learn how to think in order to have that conversation. The proof is in the pudding. The emperor's clothes are off. We see it. When you see this carnage in Chicago, this angers me because it can be stopped. And it is the ultimate form of racism, and it is being perpetrated by the Barack Obama administration, by the Democrat socialist machine that has dominated Chicago politics for decades. You need look no further. Murders, get this, 52 shot in gun-controlled Chicago, 9 of whom died. And when was that? This past weekend, over one weekend. And they want to talk to you about Amy Schumer and her self-aggrandizing little dopey train wreck movie where two people were shot in the theater. Should have never even made national news. But her last name, Schumer. And, hey, thanks for that, New York Schumer. Made it national news. So, you see the agenda that these people push. It's disgusting. It's despicable.
and all of us together have to begin making a change. The way we do that, we write the organizations, we write the heads of these organizations, we write the local news outlets, we write the papers, and we do it day in and we do it day out until they understand we're sick, tired, and fed up with your communist, Marxist, un-American, socialist reporting, your in-the-tank propagandizing, and your complete and total disregard for our republic. Enough on that. Let's go back to the bear. I told you about the bear in my front yard. I saw that thing firsthand. It was unbelievable. I got to tell you, it was kind of freaky in a residential neighborhood. But here in Alaska, AWR Hawkins was talking about this. I kind of got a kick out of this. Because it was a fishing guide who shot and killed a grizzly bear. All right? Grizzly bear is a little bit bigger than the brown bear that was kind of sauntering through my lawn and down the street. Known to be a little bit more aggressive, too, I might add. And it was an American Hunter is where it was originally published. I guess the NRA got a hold of the story. It happened a few weeks back, but it's just coming out now. The guide's name is Phil Shoemaker. He had a couple of clients out fishing. Took them down to a small stream, and there were numerous large male brown bears down there. He took his Smith & Wesson. Now, see, here's the thing. He took his Smith & I would have said, let's go to another stream. But that's just me. But he took his Smith & Wesson 9mm rather than his 44 Magnum. And he said, because the larger boars, quoting, are usually less of a problem than sows with cubs. All right, well, I'm still going to take the biggest I can. But there was apparently a bear about 6 feet away, came charging after him, and he fired a shot. He hit the bear in the neck. Now, keep in mind, it's a 9mm. You know, bears usually absorb these things. These are like BBs to you. But he shot the bear six times, wound up dropping it within 6 feet of his last shot, with a shot to the pelvic area to the bear. The bear continued to charge, however. Now, I'm going to tell you that that's pretty lucky, and I'm going to need a little bit more fiberglass under me to take my boat farther out than that, okay, to use the analogy. In other words, I'm going to need a little bit heavy caliber to make myself feel comfortable. And I knew that when I was sitting in my own front lawn when I saw that. God forbid that thing turned and decided to not like me sitting on my own front porch. Because I got to tell you, I saw it firsthand, and it was fascinating. And as that thing walked through my front lawn, one thing went through my head. This thing owns the entire 25-yard radius around it. I mean, he dominated. It was quite cool to see. Unnerving. Albeit, but still very cool to see. So the bear was killed by a 9mm. I don't have any statistics on how frequent that happens. What kind of gun and what caliber would you want on your person? And I can guarantee it'd be bigger than a 9mm when you're talking about a grizzly bear or a large brown bear, male bear. Bear charging at you means business. They absorb some of those rounds, okay? Shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and let me know what you think about that. Oh, man. There was a piece out. I wish I had more time for this. I really do. Maybe I'll talk about this tomorrow. Did you see the piece in freedominthe50states.org? It hit Drudge Report a couple days ago. New York ranked number 50. How many states are there? Well, in Obama land, there's 57. In our world, there's 50. An overall rank of New York was 50. And you question why anybody would live there. And I know we have a lot of listeners in New York, and I understand. I know some of you. I get a lot of emails from you. I know. I feel for you. And I know it's not Armed American Radio listeners that continue to put the likes of Chuck Schumer in office, but you know what? Somebody in your state is. And it's all them Democrats down in the city and the boroughs and everything else. Maybe time to separate the city from the rest of the state, because upstate New York is quite red. But the analysis was New York is the least free state. Who controls New York? It is controlled by what? It's that Democrat progressive machine, isn't it? Of course it is. It's that gun-hating Democrat progressive machine. highest tax rates, highest local, 7.8% local income tax or state income tax, in addition to your federal tax, 7.8% of your income. Most people living there are paying well over 50% of their income in tax. It's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. More if you're living in New York City. Ridiculous. Worst state on regulatory policy. Criminal justice policies, it says, are reasonably decent. Although drug arrests are about average, non-drug victimless crimes. Now, that can be debated, couldn't it? Incarceration rates are below average. Well, that's part of the problem. Local law enforcement enthusiastically participates in equitable sharing, even though the state law imposes only modest limits in the first place. They go in and talk about same-sex marriage. Tobacco freedom is the worst in the country because smoking bans and stratospheric taxes. $3.70 a pack for taxes in 2006. I was in New York back in, no, I don't know, 3 years ago or so. Hadn't been to the city in a while. And I don't smoke, but all the prices were up on these little bodegas. You see these things in the little convenience stores, in Midtown. You know, a pack of cigarettes like $14.50, probably much higher than that now. It's ridiculous. Smoke a big, fat, premium cigar for that price. Worst state for homeschoolers? Oh, and get this. Gun rights are hedged about with all kinds of restrictions, but it is barely possible to get a concealed carry license in some parts of the state. That's what the Democrats have in store for you. They want you to be 49 next to New York and on up the ladder. Armed American Radio continues tomorrow because we can carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.